thousands are expected to turn out in South Auckland today for the finale of the world's largest Pacific dance festival. Students from dozens of schools are taking part in Polyfest this year at the Manukau Sports Bowl grounds. There are performances on five stages from Cook Islands, Maori, Niue, Samoan and Tongan cultures, and there is also a diversity stage featuring Fijian, Tokelauan, Chinese, Korean and Indian performances. I spoke with our reporter Dominic Godfrey at the festival on Friday.
Well, the vibe is amazing. There's lots of joy, lots of happiness, laughter, song, dance, percussion and even speeches. It's been pretty full, slightly fewer people than in previous years, of course. We've come out of a COVID environment and there's still a little bit of anxiety around that, Kuroi.
And Saturday's program, what's happening Saturday? This biggest day, the final day of Polyfest.
Yeah, Saturday is the big day. It's the biggest numbers, of course. It's the start of the school holidays as well. But all the schools are going to be involved. It's their top division performers, whether it's song, dance or speech. One of the headmasters I spoke to from one of the colleges just before, he described the atmosphere as pure joy. And he described the nervousness that his students who've been preparing for so long for this have. And then it all just disappears in this joyous energy once they hit the stage.
What does it mean to the people, to Pacific people that you've been talking to yourself as a Pacific Islander, having a event like Polyfest on the calendar in Aotearoa?
Well, it means a lot, an immense amount. This is about language and culture. This ties... Sorry. Just getting a bit emotional there. But this ties us to our lands, our seas, our skies, our environment. You know, Pacific people have been here for millennia, and our place in this part of the world comes through in our culture. And this Polyfest and festivals like it allow us to extend that culture to others and share and enjoy each other's cultures. And you know, this really puts our place firmly in the South Pacific, Te Moana Nui Akiwa. Today we had a surprise guest at Polyfest. The Prime Minister turned up and you know, she made very clear how proud she is of Polyfest, of the cultures of the Pacific, and our place in Aotearoa's future.
Whawhetai lava, Dominic. That was RNZ Pacific reporter Dominic Godfrey speaking from the Polyfest grounds on Friday.